1620 The Zone is live now at the Omaha Baseball Village, powered by MD West One. Here are Gary Sharp and Ravi Lula.
High noon, ECU. You know, one day you got a great head coach, sir. You're going to make it here. I hope he stays.
Yeah. I was rooting for you. I wanted some cool Pirates gear, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Sorry. Yep. East Carolina fan. Cliff Godwin, really, really good head coach.
Honestly, as a local, it's my favorite thing when teams, either like off the radar teams or teams with cool mascots, because that's what I'm here for.
Mm-hmm.
When Louisiana Lafayette came up here, Raging Cajuns, that was my favorite random team to ever come up here. The Chanticleers was pretty fun, Coastal Carolina. But I want like random, they're like minor league baseball hats, right? Mm-hmm. Where you've got the weird, you know, there's like the Rocketville Trash Pandas.
Yes.
And places like that. Like, I want the fun, weird hats, and we got none of that this year.
And we don't have the underdog hasn't been here. Like, Dallas Baptist came the closest, but they lost in Game 3 to Virginia. Some, you know what, so I thought, I called it last week College World Series Light. It is, you walk up, and there's no fan experience, the NCAA fan experience, and they're selling you the baseball. They don't have all the bells and whistles that go with the usual College World Series. So the real College World Series will be back next year. We kind of get College World Series light, but we get games, and that's all that matters. And we've got a kind of an interesting field, not 1 through 8 buzzworthy, but there is that every year. You know, we get selfish around here wanting large fan bases to come because they'll bring the fans, they'll bring the food, they'll bring a lot of money and spend here. You know, it's just it's not the same. But I have to admit, this is my first time here at the series. I like the foot traffic. There's a lot of people here for a Monday. Monday is kind of tricky.
Yeah.
But I think today's going to be okay, and the weather, of course, is helping out a ton.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of people calling in sick today. That would have been my game plan if I wasn't out here. I think I would have found a way to get out here because, I mean, like we said earlier, you're not getting a better day than this basically ever for the College World Series. But secondly, I do think, like, Mississippi State kind of has potential in terms of a fan base to bring that atmosphere we're talking about. But I think with the whole experience, like you said, I think it was just too short a notice that we were going to be at full capacity to get the whole thing, right? To get the whole, you know, the bells and whistles and all the pomp and circumstance. Still, we got the vendors out here. We got all the tents and everything. You just don't have the whole big, what is it, like the fan fest thing that they do. But honestly, I'm just thrilled to death that it's here and that we get to be out here. And I already picked up my College World Series hat for the year. I'm good to go.
And it's, you know, the tickets, the way they're being handled, I didn't think we'd have a full house. I've been, 22,000 on average for the first 2 days. What I have heard, and this did not take very long, and this is something we talked about, because they need to be ready in Lincoln, of all places, on September 4th with the new mobile ticketing.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a tough look for the blue hairs down in Lincoln.
Yeah, well, so it's been a little rough here.
Yeah, it has.
Because the Wi-Fi is a little spotty in the outside of the stadium.
Yeah.
And people aren't, if you've been, but you know what, if you've been going to events for like the last 2 or 3 years, maybe even 4, you become used to the mobile ticketing.
Yes.
We fly, you got your ticket on your phone. You got so many things on your phone now, but when it comes to ticketing, it's just the phone. Get zapped, boom, you're in. To some people that haven't gone through that, it's a little bit rougher, and so you get the bottlenecks that we've had here where I've heard there have been some long waits to get in. I do recommend gates 3 and 4, by the way. Go to those. Those hardly ever have a line.
Yeah.
But I have heard the first 2 days, because of the introduction of mobile ticketing and some people not either screenshotting their tickets or having them already opened up before they get to the gate, they got some issues.
You can't screenshot them this year because there's a...
Thanks for the word of advice.
Yeah, they're trying to prevent fraud and stuff from people sharing tickets to get double entry, which should be easy enough with the scanners to just say you can only scan the same barcode once. But they have an additional, basically you have this little blue line running across it to let it, you know, it's live. And if you screenshot it, you don't have that. So don't screenshot your tickets because that's not going to work. What I would advise, if you've got like an iPhone, just send it to your wallet. That way you don't have to have a connection to the internet to get to bring those up. If you have an Android, there's more problems you have than I can help. So I'm looking at you, George.
Team Ravi. So I've not, you know, when I was walking up here today, the scalpers weren't out yet. How are the scalpers? Have they disappeared?
I only saw a couple yesterday when I was here, and I don't know how it's working.
If you're illegally scalping, the Omaha police do a great job of just hammering you. So the vets know where to stand.
Yeah. Well, and you have the thing, the I need tickets means you have tickets and whatever, like they do it at major league stadiums and stuff like
so
that.
So like nowadays, with everything mobile, I can't walk down the street with two fingers up in the air.
Yeah.
It used to be in the past, you'd walk down the street with two fingers up and got... I got to, and someone would stop you. Now what are they going to do? They're going to stop you, and they're going to go, well, here, look at my phone. This is what I got. I know you can transfer tickets.
You can transfer them, but it's kind of
it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's a rough deal if you're trying to get tickets to come down here. Honestly, I wasn't going to come down here until I had tickets because I kind of figured it was going to be a mess with the mobile tickets trying to buy off the street. So I just went to one of the secondary markets and took care of that.
Are you a scalper guy? You buy from scalpers?
I have, yeah. I didn't have an issue with it. Honestly... You know, you can get a pretty good price on them.
Most
sometimes.
You've ever paid for a event, concert, sporting event,
ooh,
on the street?
Per ticket? It was under $100. I haven't gotten real gouged, really. I paid, I want to say, back in, I think it was the last year at Rosenblatt, I think I paid like $75 a pop, but they were pretty good seats. I was down, what was it, the blue section that was the lowest.
Hey, that is an industry at Rosenblatt when we had scalpers,
oh,
and they didn't
yeah.
really care.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great industry.
Absolutely. You could kind of haggle with them a little bit, like, nah, it's too much. Like, I only got this much. That's how much I'm paying.
Come by the Zone booth inside Baseball Village. You can register to win a Green Mountain Ledge Black Pellet Grill with Wi-Fi. It's got internet inside of it. From Chili Dogs, Food of Fire, your official barbecue headquarters of fiery foods, sauces, and spreads, visit chilidogs.com. Would you like some hand sanitizer? Have it all. Would you like a koozie?
Okay.
Come back in about, 17 years, and there'll be a beer in there for you and your sister. And sign up for the grill. This program is powered by MD West 1, official team doctors of the College Baseball Championship, and Creighton Athletics. Sir, would you like to be on the air? Okay.
He looks uncomfortable speaking in front of people.
Are you going to the game today?
Yeah.
Scout, watch him. Won't go into the stadium. He'll, like, make the money. He'll be, like, $150 richer.
Go watch that thing on TV.
Stanford and Arizona coming up at the top of the hour. It's elimination day. One Pac-12 school is going home. And then later tonight, Vanderbilt and North Carolina State play. Jack Leiter for Vanderbilt's pitching. He'll be the highest drafted player out of the College World Series. Potentially fourth overall to the Boston Red Sox.
Is it
hand sanitizer?
Yeah, sure. It sure is. Go ahead.
Are you local, ma'am?
Yeah.
Like, where from?
Omaha.
Okay. We're from Omaha, too. Do you listen to 1620 The Zone? You just made that up, didn't you? You said sometimes. Okay. You know what? MD West comes to us. Like when we have, like, you're talking on the radio for a long time and your vocal cords get a little, they come and take care of us. Yeah. You have no, you don't listen to our station, do you? That's okay. Yeah. Maybe you listen to one of our others, like Sweet 98. Okay.
There you go.
You know what? They're good people.
Same building.
We're all together. Yeah. All right. Thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful day today. Use that hand sanitizer wisely. See, this is what this should be. We just sit here and we just talk to people. I mean, all these people, they come to Omaha and they're like, you know, Omaha, nice. And then they walk by our booth and they're like, oh, my.
They're like, oh, who is that
I love
guy?
That shirt, sir.
Thank you.
That is great. Baseball was better yesterday than it was the rest of the week. Hello, Cub fan. All right. We got to take a break. George is like, you got to take a break. And then people are complaining that we're talking to people walking by.
Part of the atmosphere. We'll give you the lay of the land.
GBR, what's your shirt say? Dilly Dilly. Yeah. Yeah. We've moved past that era. All right, we're back with more from Baseball Village. This is 1620 The Zone. It's kind of, do we call it the Gary Sharp Show with Robbie?
Sure, why not?
Whatever you want.
I'll call it the best show in town. They say Inside of the Stadium is the greatest show on turf. This is the best show on radio. Come one, come all.